Mr. Ellison, let me start with you. You're the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Do I have that correct? That's a yes?
Sir, you're aware of my job. You know the answer to that.
You're not going to answer my questions? Are we going to start this way? Are you the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
You know the answer.
Mr. Ellison, you're in my courtroom now. You're under oath. So I suggest that you answer my questions. Are you the Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in historic fraud out of your state, including the $250 million in the Feeding Our Future program alone? Are you familiar with that? Don't turn to the pages in your book to get your potted answers. Are you familiar with it, yes or no?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Very familiar, aren't you? Because the people who ran the Feeding Our Futures program came to you in your official office in the state capitol December 11th, 2021, and asked for your help in getting investigators off their backs. They complained to you for upwards of an hour about state investigators going after them, and they begged you to help them, and you agreed to it, amazingly. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Here's what you said. Let's
and
take a look.
You
said, it's
tape.
Not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names. And I'll take that list and I'll call the person over at education who is investigating them and say, what's going on? Why am I getting these complaints? Then you went on to say, I already have my team working on this. What day should we get together to discuss it again? You made pledge after pledge to them. You said, we've got to make sure this guy who's investigating them stops it. You said, you have my attention. I'm concerned about this. You said, let's go fight these people, meaning the people who were investigating the fraud. Why'd you do it? Why'd you help them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Please, we're all ears.
So first of all, you're cherry picking quotes out of there.
Why did you help them?
I thought you were going to let me answer.
Why did you
Are you going to let me answer?
Why did you help
You him? Let me answer and I'll answer you.
Tell the truth and I'll let you answer.
I will tell the truth.
Good.
Let's do that.
That'd be a nice change. Why'd you help him?
No, that, now see, Mr. Chairman, I didn't come here to be insulted. I came here voluntarily.
You came here for the truth. Let's have it. Why did you help him? The quotes are here. They're in black and white. And every member of this audience can listen to the recording. It's 54 minutes long. It's all in public. You can Google it right now and listen to it.
And listen to it all.
Why'd you help him?
First of all, I didn't help them.
You did help them.
No, I did not. I certainly didn't.
You're saying you didn't do anything for him. You didn't.
Well, wait a minute.
I already have my team working on this again. That's not you.
My team assisted with the information that led to the prosecution and conviction of these people.
No, you didn't. You didn't lift a finger to prosecute them. No, you did not.
It was a federal prosecution.
You had, BS. You had whistleblowers as early as 2019.
You're the one talking BS.
Hey, listen, it's my time.
Doesn't know what you're talking about,
oh,
sir.
Oh, no, sir. You now have encountered the truth and you don't like it. Why'd you take their money? Why'd you take their money?
I didn't.
You took $10,000.
That's a false statement.
$10,000 9 days after the meeting.
False statement.
You took $10,000. Here's what happened. They went to your office.
That's
they
a false statement.
They solicited money from
they
you.
Did
they
not
solicited
come to my
help
office.
From you.
That's also wrong.
They came to your office.
No,
it
they
was
didn't.
Your official office. You
no,
met
they
with
didn't.
Them for 54 minutes.
No, they
They
didn't.
Asked you for help. You pledged it to them, and they talked repeatedly about money. In fact, it's all they talked
That's
about.
A lie.
Money, 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 money. They said,
untrue.
We will put our dollars in the right place. We will support candidates that will fight to protect our interests. You replied, that's right. They said, if you are securing your donor base and securing your power base, you can act the way you want. You replied, money is freedom. They said the amount of money circulating, I'm reading the transcript. The amount of money circulating in our community today is powerful. And we haven't realizing it in a meaningful way. And you said, give me the specifics. And 9 days later, you took $10,000 from people who were then indicted. It's in your reports. Why'd you do it?
Sir,
was it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance.
10,000. This is the truth.
It
this is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none. You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of $9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it.
This is completely
you ought to be indicted.
True. Well,
that's the truth.
I think we've made the point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well,
just
for the record,
I'll ask how I
he's
want.
He's lying, and that's the truth.
Oh no, this is all on the record,
sir.
Did you bother to investigate where the money that you facilitated their fraud for, where it went? Do you know where it went, what it was used for, the fraudulent money? I do, because we just heard testimony about it yesterday.
Because we were key players in the investigation.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to terrorist groups, to transnational criminal organizations, to the drug trade, to drug trafficking, to child trafficking. And you took $10,000.
That's a lie.
And helped them do it. You know, the other thing is, whistleblowers came to you as early as 2019. Let's look. As early as 2019, don't talk over me.
No,
as early as 2019, it's my hearing, pal. As early as 2019,
don't call me
whistleblowers
pal.
Came to, well, I should call you a prisoner because you ought to be in jail.
Well, see what you can
in
do.
In 2019,
about it.
Whistleblowers came to you in your office and referred to you fraud allegations from Feeding Our Futures, and you blew them off. Listen, your own state newspaper
That's
investigated
a lie.
The Minnesota Star Tribune. The Partners in Nutrition brought its concerns to the Attorney General's office in 2018 and in 2019, and you did nothing. You did nothing for years. The only action you took is once all these fraudsters came to your office and asked you to get involved
statement.
And offered you money,
did not come to
then
my
you
office.
Got involved.
They
then you
not.
Took the money,
they
and
did.
Then you got involved.
They did not come to my office. You're completely wrong about that.
You met with them for
54
minutes, and you took $10,000, and they also gave your family money. They gave your family thousands of dollars in campaign contributions in addition to what they gave you.
This is a false statement.
Let's put the
this is completely untrue.
The New York Post.
Yeah, we know the New York Post.
Minnesota Keith Ellison, AG, accepted campaign donations from individuals linked to the $250 million COVID fraud scheme after they were in your office.
Not,
the donations came on December 20th.
Sir,
you met with
not,
them on December the 11th, and on January 20th, the FBI knocked over their headquarters.
No, no.
That's the sequence of events here.
No, it's not.
You've been right at the center of this fraud
it's not
thing
the
from
sequence
the beginning,
of events.
And
it's
you've
untrue.
Enabled it. And, sir,
the false
you
statement,
should resign.
And, sir, you should resign.
Resign.
I was thinking the same thing about you.
Should resign.
You,
thank
I,
you,
I was
Mr.
thinking
Chairman.
The exact same thing about you.
I'm sure after encountering this truth, you are. Because
no,
it hurts
because
to have accountability, doesn't it?
Because after this parade
it
of lies and presentation,
time has expired.
I think you should be ashamed for misrepresentation.
Time has expired. Senator Moreno.